T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. I asked you to think for a moment, what would you think if you end up here in Philadelphia and you have some living memory because you and your family escaped religious persecution and communism in your native Ukraine in 1988, and you ended up here in Philadelphia, a roaring, as Stu Bykofsky says, Philadelphia Daily News columnist, and a roaring Philadelphia capitalist running for office. Would you say yes? Well, I look at Philadelphia City Council, Dom Giordano's show, and I think the Democrat Party seems to be exactly someone who would get my story and my experience. Or would you say, no, after fleeing Ukraine, our guest, Irina Goldstein, her mother, father, and older brother were interned in refugee camps, living in communal houses with other refugees. They came to the United States. They did it the right way. In only 6 months, they were green carded. And in 1989, they arrived in America. They settled in Northeast Philadelphia. The Goldsteins, Bykofsky says, came the right way, the hard way, to their new life. There were no shortcuts. They arrived with $300 and little more than the clothes on their backs. What Irina has achieved in 3 decades would be impressive, even if she hadn't arrived here at the age of 4, unable to speak a word of English. Bykofsky quotes her saying, "I love this country. What I have as a woman, as a Jew, would have been impossible in the Soviet Union." She's running on the Republican side for city council at large in Philadelphia. It's a pleasure to bring to the show Irina Goldstein on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Irina, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Dom. Thank you for having me.
Well, I think you're right. Bykofsky says no accent. How is that? How do you learn English at that level? Did you have an accent to begin? I mean, how did that happen?
So I used to go outside a lot and wait for the mailman. He was the only man nice enough to speak to a foreign kid. And so just through like interactions with him, I learned words every here and there. And then I started kindergarten. And, you know, as a kid, you're so impressionable. So it kind of came on pretty quick. And then I acted as an interpreter for my parents for the next 30 years.
Well, Stu Bykofsky is a friend, Irina says, if elected, this would be a first for Philadelphia City Council. You'd be the first foreign board member of council. So why small government Republican Party in Philadelphia, which is vastly outnumbered? I think the registration edge is 8-1. Why? What's appealing about the values of the Republican Party to run?
Well, socialism and communism is very fresh in my mind. And I also spent the past 2 years between Shanghai and Beijing developing my patented first, well, patent pending first. And so I've been back and forth. So communism and socialism, I see what it does, right? And I feel and I sense and I think the climate is kind of where everything free is becoming sexy, right? And I know that communism and socialism stems from people being jealous, right? Like a lot of jealousy and wanting to share equal amounts of nothing. Right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not down for it, for lack of a better term. You know, I spent $250,000 on my education. I sacrificed going out with my friends. I sacrificed having a family to be where I am at this point. And for someone to come in and say, listen, Irina, if you earn more than $10 million, we're going to tax you 70%. Because at that point, you're not getting a dollar out of me. What I'm going to do is find tax shelters, right?
So, now, wait a minute. I mean, your listeners should know you are close in age to AOC, Ms. Ocasio-Cortez. So I think it would be an interesting debate between the two. And that's what you're referencing, what you would do.
And I have common sense.
Well, that's a big advantage. And, you know, and you've been here in Philadelphia. I know Stu said to you, yeah, too, there are 26,000 Russian speakers in the Northeast.
Absolutely.
You told him they love President Trump, but they're registered Democrat.
Listen, when they came to America, when they came to Philadelphia, and I deal with this every day when I go out there and talk to them, people tell them, you got to be a Democrat. You got to vote for Democrats. And maybe the Democrats of 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago made sense. Today, they make no sense. They're radicals. Absolute radicals. I don't like any kind of radicalism on any side, right? I'm more of a Rockefeller Republican type of situation here. And I'm very conservative as far as, fiscally. I believe, as far as, socially, who you sleep with, what you do. I'm not really too concerned about that. But I am concerned about somebody coming in my pockets and saying, we got to share the wealth. Absolutely, we do not need to share the wealth, right? And so I see an opportunity for myself to go into City Hall and knock some sense into these people, because they treat our money in Philadelphia like, I don't know, like it's going out of style, but we don't have enough of it for them to act like that.
Well,
right?
Do you see, too, in Northeast Philadelphia, it's one of the last bastions, Irina. You probably know that there's one state representative there. There's a female, Martina White, who's got, so there is some traction, at least in Northeast Philadelphia, and you do have the base. Yeah, go
we're
ahead.
We're hardcore Republicans here, and the only reason they're registered Democrats is because somebody told them so when they came, to the city. And so now we're going out. We're at all the Russian supermarkets. We have four major Russian supermarkets that are like the size of giant and a half, right? Like an average giant. So we're talking 30,000 square feet, perhaps. And we're standing there and we're explaining, listen, if you want to get me through the primaries, which they absolutely do, because they're absolutely proud to have a Russian-speaking immigrant, right, the first immigrant in Philadelphia history to run for city council, and it's one of their, people and somebody they can relate to. The minute they find out I'm Republican and that they have to register Republican to get me through the primaries, they're like, where do I sign?
Well, that's so good. That's
yes,
good news that's happening now. Also, Stu talks to you. Listeners should know you have a company, Gold Bull Management, but you also mentioned the furs. Now, I'm fine with that. People like furs. What's wrong with that? But in a place like Philadelphia, how does that go down for Irina Goldstein, that people know that you're pro-fur?
Oh, my God. Where do we start with that? I mean, people are – listen, I say live and let live, right? So I think a lot of people need to go to, third world countries to really gain perspective on how beautiful and great this country is and this city is. I mean, if you're concerned about me wearing furs, that means you have too much free time on your hands. And I have people that give me threats and all kinds of stuff, yet they walk around with tattoos. And I'm like, you do realize that tattoo ink is made out of animal particles or whatnot.
Oh, I didn't know that. All right. Well, that could be part of your platform. So, Irina, now this, you mentioned the primaries coming up in May. Do you have a website set up? Where do people find you?
GoldsteinForCityCouncil.com. We're in the process of rehabbing our whole site, but you can definitely go on there, check out my platform. I'm obviously pro small business. I'm pro education, but everybody says they're pro education, yet in 18 years, we've had no real legislation in Philadelphia passed on behalf of the kids, right? And that's the great equalizer of everything. So if everybody got an education, I believe they'd be less concerned about trying to share my money, because they'd be out there earning their own.
That is a great point. And your story is it is the American dream. It is the modern American dream.
Absolutely. And I hate when people complain and talk nonsense about how it's tough here. I just kind of want to slap them on the face and be like, you got to cut it out. Like, I need to buy you a one-way ticket to Venezuela.
Absolutely. Well, Irina, to be continued, I do wish you success in this, and we'll talk again down the road.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.